everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Yesterday, we started learning about the survival of elephants. Pop quiz. What are elephants afraid of? Ah, that's right. Poachers. And unfortunately, there are a lot of poachers who are trying to kill the elephants. Well, today's lesson is called The Survival of Elephants. And here's the question I have for you. How are elephants coping with poachers? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's find out. Come with me. The Survival of Elephants. According to CITES, Africa will lose one-fifth of its elephants by 2023 if the continuing slaughter is not halted. How are elephants coping? As a human, I change my behavior when I become afraid, and now we are learning that these intelligent animals do the same. From 2002 to 2009, poaching levels were moderate. But from 2010 to 2012, the levels increased so drastically that a crisis situation occurred. In an attempt to save elephants, several organizations, including Save the Elephants and the Kenya Wildlife Service, attached GPS collars to elephants. Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 slaughter 这个动词。Slaughter 是指屠杀或杀戮。例如 sharks have been massively slaughtered for their fins. 因为要得到鱼翅，大量的鲨鱼被屠杀。或者是 millions of Jews were slaughtered during the Holocaust. 数百万的犹太人在大屠杀时期被无情的杀戮。Slaughter 也指屠宰。例如 these pigs will be slaughtered when they reached a certain weight.这些猪到达某个体重时就会被宰杀。接下来我们看的是 drastically 这个副词。drastically 是指大大的或激烈的。例如 Monica's personality drastically changed after she went to college. She became very outgoing. Monica 上大学之后个性大大的转变，她变成非常活泼外向。或者是 the sales figures dropped drastically due to new competition.由于有新的竞争对手，销售数字急剧的下降。它的形容词是 drastic， 例如 a drastic change in the weather， 气候急剧的变化。So in this next section, we're going to learn how serious of a problem poaching really is. We learn, according to CITES, Africa will lose one-fifth.Of its elephants by 2023 if the continuing slaughter is not halted or not stopped. Now we see that word CITES. What makes them a reliable source?
Actually, they're a very important organization. So it's an international organization that governs this kind of trade. Okay? CITES stands for Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species.Of wild fauna and flora. So wildlife like plants and animals and especially elephants.
Wow.
So they're trying to protect the elephants.
Okay, so they definitely are a reliable source and one that we should listen to. Well, here's a question. How are elephants coping? But before we answer that question, let's talk about this word to cope. What does it mean to cope with something?It just means that you successfully deal with a difficult situation.
That's right. There are so many difficult situations in life. You know, sometimes we experience losses, right? And people cope in different ways. You could say, he lost his son. Well, how is he coping? Not well. He started drinking a lot of alcohol again. So people cope in different ways when difficult things happen, you know.I hope he could maybe go to therapy or go to a counseling and maybe do something like that to cope with his loss.
And of course, we're talking about elephants and how they yeah. are coping with poachers or with the poaching problem. As a human, I change my behavior when I become afraid. And now we are learning that these intelligent animals do the same. So that really does answer the question I had asked earlier about how elephants are coping with this problem and this situation. And the answer is...
elephants change their behavior. And so you would think that now we're going to start understanding how elephants are like refugees, right? How do they change their behavior? The next sentence says, well, there's more information here. From 2002 to 2009, poaching levels were moderate. But from 2010 to 2012, the levels increased so drastically that a crisis situation occurred. Okay, so their behavior is changing, and this is because of the drastic increase in poaching.
And of course, you saw that word moderate just a few seconds ago. What does it mean if something is moderate? That means that it's neither small nor large. It's just kind of in the middle.
And I often use this word with the word amount. Mm. Okay, so Rebecca and everybody yeah. knows that I love coffee, but I will tell you that I don't drink a lot of coffee. I think I drink a moderate amount of coffee. But sometimes we can use the word a little or extreme, right? Extreme is on one side, a little is on the other side. Moderate is right in the middle. So for example, how much time do you spend on Facebook? Do you spend an extreme amount of time mm-hmm. or just a moderate amount of time on Facebook every day?
So we learn in our lesson from 2002 to 2009, poaching levels were moderate. So it was happening, but it really wasn't that big of a deal. However, from 2010 to 2012, the levels increased so drastically, it increased a lot, that a crisis situation occurred.
And that's a really serious problem, like
yes.
a crisis, right? So what was this crisis? Well, we read on, in an attempt to save elephants, several organizations, including Save the Elephants and the Kenya Wildlife Service, attached GPS collars to elephants. Okay, so this is an attempt to try to save or to help the elephants.
Now let's talk about that word attempt. If you attempt to do something, you try to do something, especially something that is very difficult.
For example, you guys should have been here yesterday.
Mm.
So Rebecca had a little bottle full of soda water, and she was pouring in some of her vitamin C powder, some purple powder in there, and almost right away, the water came pouring out over the top of the bottle. In an attempt to not get any of the water or the liquid on the floor, she rushed to the nearest trash can. But it was just an attempt, I will tell you. There was water all over the place. It was great. Nice try, Rebecca.
That was great. And in an attempt to clean up the floor, Gabe went into the back room to get some paper towels.
Exactly. So I was trying to help out, you know.
And it worked, but the floor is still a little sticky.
It's
thanks,
still
Gabe.
A little sticky.
Just a little bit. Okay, that's a great way to use the word attempt. So now, friends, it's your turn to use that word.
Wait, well, yesterday yeah. we learned about some courage idioms in the info cloud. Today, let's go to the info cloud to learn about some fear idioms. Let's go to the
info cloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to info cloud. Today, we are going to discuss different ways to express fear in English. Rex, what is your most extreme experience with fear?
I remember when I was living in the United States, there was one night that I was having dinner with some friends late at night. All of a sudden, a fight broke out at this small restaurant. Dishes and bottles flying, people punching each other. I broke into a cold sweat.
Wow, that sounds intense. When someone is suddenly under intense stress and fear, we might might say that that person broke out into a cold sweat.
There are two ways of using this phrase in a sentence. You can say that someone breaks into a cold sweat, or that someone breaks out in a cold sweat.
There is also a funny expression we can use when talking about being afraid, and that is to turn as white as a ghost. She turned as white as a ghost when she saw the rat.
Another way to say this phrase is white as a sheet. A long time ago, bed sheets were only white. So to be as white as a sheet means to be very pale.
Both of these phrases, cold sweat and white as a ghost, can also be used to talk about someone who is sweating or has turned pale because of illness, not just fear.
Carolyn, what makes you turn white as a ghost?
Not much, except cockroaches.
当我们要表达恐惧的时候，有一句英文的惯用语几乎是中文的直接翻译， break into a cold sweat, 捏一把冷汗。She broke into a cold sweat when the accident happened. 意外发生时，她捏了一把冷汗。除了冒冷汗之外，当恐惧来临的时候，另外一个可能发生的症状就是 He turned white as a ghost when the fight broke out. 冲突发生的时候，他吓得脸色惨白。Turn white as a ghost, 字面上就是吓到脸色像鬼一样的白。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次一般见。
Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the survival of elephants. That's right, elephants are in danger. According to our lesson, it is predicted that by 2023, Africa will lose one-fifth of its elephants if something doesn't change. Now, currently, there are several organizations that are trying to save elephants. What are they doing? Let's find out now. The survival of elephants. They then tracked the elephants' movements and analyzed the data. Findings show that elephants have become more active at night in locations where the threat of poaching is most profound. Elephants began migrating and feeding more during nighttime hours and hiding more during the day. Additionally, they have been fleeing from some areas in staggering numbers to the safety of national parks and protection. With elephants trying to save themselves, how can we not help? Take a simple approach. Stop poaching by not buying ivory products. OK, 继续我们看 profound 这个形容词 PRO 这个字首是指往前的。FOUND 这个字根有根基的意思，所以 profound 是指深刻的或者是意义深远的。例如 This movie conveys the profound message of how people can be blinded by love. 这部电影表达了意义深远的信息，就是人如何可能会被爱情所蒙蔽。Profound 在今天的课文中是指巨大的或严重的。例如 The tragedy caused a profound impact on the victims' lives.这个悲剧让受害者的生命受到了极大的影响。最后我们看的是 staggering 这个形容词。staggering 原本是 stagger, 令人吃惊的这个动词的现代分词。当形容词是指令人震惊的或者是惊人的。例如 the cost of maintaining this sports club is staggering. 要维持这个运动俱乐部的运作的费用之高令人吃惊。或者是 The football player signed a staggering £1 million per week contract recently. 这位足球球星最近签下了每周100万英镑的天价合约。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so earlier we learned that there are several organizations that are trying to help these elephants. Well, what did they do? They attached this GPS, or a GPS collar, to the elephants. Well, let's find out what happens. Then they track the elephant's movements and analyzed the data.
Okay, so they're tracking the elephant's movements. I think it's probably not just talking about where they moved, but also in what way they moved with their bodies. Maybe it was a little unusual, right, because of fear. But anyway, we read on, findings show that elephants have become more active at night in locations where the threat of poaching is most profound. Okay, so that is when the threat of poaching is at its most serious point, is at night.
And we see that word threat. We're going to talk about it, the threat. What is a threat? That is just a suggestion that something bad will happen. So if you feel like you're being threatened, or if you feel like there is a threat, there's this fear that something bad could happen.
For example, maybe in a certain country, it's illegal to import drugs. I think in most countries, you're not supposed to bring serious drugs into the country. Well, I could say the threat of going to jail for life didn't stop the man from importing drugs. He knew there was a threat, but he ignored it. And I hope he gets caught.
Yeah, I hope he gets caught too, because he did something he wasn't supposed to do. Okay, well, back to poaching, poachers and elephants. Elephants began migrating and feeding more during nighttime hours and hiding more during the day. So this is how the elephants are coping with the poachers. Their behavior has changed according to the findings, right?
Yes, and actually I should correct myself. A minute ago I said that the threat is most serious at night. Actually, okay, it's most serious during the daytime hours. And what the previous sentence was talking about was the locations. There were some locations that were more threatening. So that's why the elephants move at night. They move during the nighttime.
Right. And then they tend to hide during the day. Mm-hmm. Additionally, they have been fleeing from some areas in staggering numbers to the safety of national parks and protection. So in staggering numbers, does that kind of give you the feel that they're not all going at the same exact time, but we have some that are going and then a few more going?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, actually stagger could mean that too, right? You're going, maybe some people are going now, some people are going later. But staggering numbers, when you see this phrase, a staggering number, that means it's an incredible amount. It's an amount that you couldn't even imagine before. It is staggering.
So a lot of elephants are looking for safety. And where are they finding a safe haven? Well, in national parks.
Well, that's good. National parks are usually a safe place. Right, so now you understand, friends, why our lesson we read, the elephants are like refugees. They're basically refugees. They're fleeing from danger to somewhere safe.
With elephants trying to save themselves, how can we not help? Take a simple approach. Stop poaching by not buying ivory products. That's one way that you can help save the elephants. Now we see this phrase something approach, right? Now let's take a look at it. An approach is just a way of considering or doing something.
Exactly. So you could replace simple with another adjective, right? The one I thought of was risky. I think that in some countries, I love what some people are doing. They're trying to rescue prostitutes from sex trafficking, and maybe some prostitutes that are already doing that job. And so some people actually go into bars or the places where these prostitutes work to try to rescue them and to let them know that there's a better life out there. And I think that's a great approach. But I think it's also a very risky approach. It's kind of dangerous.
Yeah. Well, our lesson is talking about how you can help save elephants. Mm-hmm. Take a simple approach. Stop poaching by not buying ivory products. So could we also say that we should boycott ivory products?
Yes, that's what I've been trying to say. Boycott ivory or boycott ivory products.
Now, if you boycott something, this just means that you refuse to buy a product, and it expresses your strong disappointment.
And it has nothing to do with boys. That's just part of the word. But
yeah.
We think you should boycott ivory. But right now, don't boycott the review skit.
No.
Let's go enjoy the
review skits.
What does an elephant do when it feels afraid?
Runs. Hides. Screams? I don't know what.
The same thing that fear motivates us to do.
Run, hide, and scream.
No. Sometimes we change our usual pattern.
Oh, to avoid the danger?
Yes. If a stranger is lurking nearby or vicious dogs barking,
I would leave and go somewhere safe.
Right. The perception of danger may cause us to change our behavior.
True. But back to elephants. They're the largest land mammal. What poses a threat to them?
One simple word. Poachers.
Poachers? Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Yes, poachers are killing elephants by the tens of thousands.
Why?
Elephants' tusks. Poachers see them as money in their pockets, in the form of ivory.
That is terrifying.
Yes. If the slaughter isn't halted, a huge percentage of elephants will be lost.
Oh, those poor elephants. How are they coping?
Well, these intelligent animals are changing their behavior.
But how do you know?
When poaching levels increased drastically, several organizations attached GPS collars to them.
To track the elephants' movements?
Yes. The analyzed data showed elephants began to migrate and feed more during nighttime hours. They hid more during the day.
So elephants really are very intelligent.
Yes. Additionally, they have fled in staggering numbers to the safety of national parks and protection.
Oh, so they're basically refugees. They're trying to save themselves.
Yes, and we should help them.
So what's your approach?
Don't poach, and don't buy ivory products.
I won't. I'll never buy ivory. Never, never, never.
Okay, well, I've really enjoyed this lesson because it's informed me not only that elephants are in danger, or many elephants are in danger, but there are a lot of awesome groups trying to do something about it.
And I think it's very encouraging to see these groups trying to save the elephants. Well, friends, we do hope that you learned something over the last couple days.
And don't buy ivory.
That's right. Don't buy ivory. But please do come back, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Can't say at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.